the nation of Thailand in their mourning, to show love to them, to show understanding as we all come together to go through this. So for this morning, it's going to be an abbreviated service. We will have a prayer and a brief offering as the first song plays. We'll have two more songs after that. And then we will have some comments by Rick Kaner, Rick is going to come up, and he'll have a few words. Then we'll have a time of silent prayer and a closing. So this morning will be much shorter than usual. The children will be dismissed here in just about a minute or two. And so if you have young children, they can go downstairs, and they do have activities planned. And so with that in mind, let's go ahead and have the children dismissed. So the children could go ahead and rise and go downstairs. Okay, and we'll just bow our heads and we'll pray for the service and pray for the blessing of the offering. Dearest Lord, we just come to you this morning and we just would like to lift up all of the people that you have created that live here in Thailand, all of the people who are in mourning, are in sadness, as the people go through this time of transition with the passing of one generation of leader to another. And I just pray that you would give wisdom to the leadership of the government of Thailand, that you would give wisdom to the people and to the royal family, and that you would just show us how we can love one another, how we can love people that are here in Thailand, how we can love people that we encounter every single day. And Lord, we would just also like to lift up this time of gifts and offerings that are given to you, that it would be glorifying to you, and that it would be just used in your perfect will as you see fit, and that you would bless this morning in our time of worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And as the offering is being passed around, feel free for the first song, feel free to stand, feel free to sit, but please worship with us.
The past few days, I've been thinking about what to say about His Majesty Bhumibol and thinking about his life. My wife and I have been here for 10 years, and so along with many of you, we have really learned to love this man. And as I was thinking last night exactly what to say and had written down a number of things, we had a couple of conversations, one with our son and one with our daughter, who grew up here in junior high and high school. And as we were talking about the king, they both began to cry. And so I asked my daughter if she would write something. She's the best writer that I know. And so she wrote something. About a half hour later, she wrote this. And I thought it was much better than what I had planned and really captured the things that I would like to share this morning. So I want to read that to you. A short tribute can do very little to explain what His Majesty Bhumibol means to this country. He has led Thailand through 70 years of good times and bad, and has brought Thailand to a place of great prosperity in the midst of it. He has an immeasurable influence on both Thailand and the world. It may be that no country at any time in history has been blessed with a ruler like His Majesty the King. No country can say that they had a king who made himself a father to all of his subjects in the way that he did. His Majesty the King promised to rule in righteousness for the benefit and the happiness of his people. He took that responsibility extremely seriously. On the ground is the way that many have described his reign, and he literally spent hours and days sitting on the ground listening to his people, even the poorest and remote places, and working tirelessly to create a sustainable future for all of his subjects. The king was grounded in his country and grounded in his people. His Majesty the King sat on a throne in glory because of his high position, but he made his royal presence known in the villages, rice fields, and forests of Thailand. That a king covered with gold in his palace would cover himself with sweat for the benefit of his people in such a way is what made him so truly remarkable. While many men of power use it to make other people work for them, His Majesty King Bhumibol used his power with great humility and virtue to work for the benefit of his people. He was a man who acted and spoke with incredible wisdom. When asked by a Western interviewer if he thought he was winning against communist insurgents during the Cold War, he replied, "Oh, I don't know, but we are winning against hunger. This is what we are doing. We are fighting, we are not fighting against people. We are fighting against hunger. We want them to have a better life. If we make this and they have a better life, the people you call communist insurgents will have a better life also, so everybody is happy." His Majesty was not only a king and a father, but he became the best example of Thai culture and values to his people and the world. He represented himself and the Thai people in a manner that earned them great honor. President Obama recently said, "I had the honor of calling on His Majesty the King during my visit to Thailand in 2012, and I recall his grace and warmth, as well as his deep affection and compassion for the Thai people. As a revered leader and the only monarch that most Thais have ever known, His Majesty was a tireless champion of his country's development and unflagging devotion to improving the standard of living for the Thai people. With creative spirit and drive for innovation, he pioneered new technologies that have rightfully received worldwide acclaim. His Majesty leaves a legacy of care for his Thai people that will be cherished for future generations. Really, you have to spend a lifetime living as a subject of His Majesty the King to understand the depth of love that the Thai people have for him, a love that all Thai people have. Living here, he has been our king too. And even though we are not Thai, we have been blessed to experience the benefits of his righteous reign. While I cannot understand exactly how Thai people feel, my own heart is broken with grief of this moment, and I know that none of our lives will ever be the same. We pray for peace and comfort to the Thai people during this time of great mourning and loss, and we pray for continued blessings to this great country. We are simply here this morning to honor the great king of this country. And we also, I want to ask our Thai friends to stand up. Could you do that for us and let us see you? We want you to know that we love you deeply, and we're so very sorry that you're sad during this time. And we too believe that he was a great man. And so we want you to know that we love you, we pray for you, and we are praying for your country. Go ahead and be seated. I think you would all agree with me that he has been a great blessing to this country, and that's why we're honoring him this morning. We're going to take a few moments just for everyone to sit in silence and pray for Thailand, pray for the King's family, and pray for the Thai people during this time. So just take a few moments of silence. I would like to invite Andrew to come, and Andrew's going to close our time with prayer.
You know, one thing that I really love is that no matter what's going on in our world, we can stand up and sing that it is well with my soul. That's because we serve a risen King, and our Heavenly Father is perfect, and His love for us is perfect. And in that, we find this incredible peace. And we can say that it's well with our souls, regardless of what's happening around us. And I think it's important that we acknowledge that God is sovereign. Even now, our God is sovereign. And Thailand is going through a really tough time. And I think that as visitors to this country, we have an opportunity right now to really share the love of God with the people around us. And so I just want to read quickly from 1 Corinthians 9, 19 and on. It says, "Even though I am a free man with no master, I have become a slave to all people to bring many to Christ. When I was with the Jews, I lived like a Jew to bring the Jews to Christ. When I was with those who follow the Jewish law, I too lived under that law, even though I am not subject to the law. I did this so I could bring to Christ those who are under the law. When I am with the Gentiles, I do not follow the Jewish law. I too live apart from that law so that I can bring them to Christ. But I do not ignore the law of God. I obey the law of Christ. When I am with those who are weak, I share in their weakness, for I want to bring the weak to Christ. Yes, I try to find common ground with everyone, doing everything I can to save some. I do everything to spread the good news and share in its blessings." And so I think especially that bit where it says, "When I'm with those who are weak, I share in their weakness." I think that gives us a really practical approach as to how we can approach Thailand and the people of Thailand over in this time, is to share in their mourning, as Kirk said, to share in the weakness that they're going through right now. The King was a great man who gave up his, who spent his life serving the people of this country and bettering their lives and their situations. I think we could also learn a lot from that. So let me close us in prayer. Father God, I thank you that you're sovereign. I thank you that regardless of what's happening around us, we can fix our eyes on you. And we can know with a blessed assurance that you are our King, and that you love us and that you care for us. And Lord, Chris said that gives us peace, and it gives us a peace that surpasses understanding. And that's my prayer for this country right now, that you would give them a peace as well, that as they go through this time of mourning and as they mourn the passing of the King, that Father, we would be able to share some of your love and your peace with the people around us, Lord. I pray that you would give us the boldness to do that, and I pray that you would present us with the opportunities to do that as well. Father God, I pray that through all of this, you would be glorified. I pray for the future of Thailand. It is an uncertain time in terms of how things will be run going forward. But Father, you're bigger than all of that as well. And I pray that through all of that, we would fix our eyes on you, knowing that you are sovereign, knowing that you have everything in control. Father God, I thank you that you love us. I thank you that you love Thailand, and I thank you that you love the Thai people. Help us to be a light, in Jesus' name. Amen.